Welcome back to another Hilcha Shabbos here. We are continuing the halachas of reheating cooked food on Shabbos. So last time we spoke about the warming drawer and the warmers. I just want to point out that if you take it out, you can't put it back in. So is there any etzah to take something out from there? So we spoke by our oven that there is some huamat there. If you leave most of the pan in the oven, so then you can remove some kugel from it. So if someone has something in the warming drawer, he wants to remove some food, so you should make sure the food is still on the warmer, in the warmer, and still being warmed by the warming drawer. And then he could take something out as long as it's not a shiloh of a hagasa of mixing. So usually kugel is not a shiloh of a hagasa. So you can stick your hand in there and pull out kugel while it's still staying in the warmer, and then that would be fine. Now, what about putting food onto a blech on Shabbos to rewarm? Some want to take out a challah in the morning and they put it on top, as long as there's no frost on it, they want to just put it on top of the blech to rewarm it. Is that mutter or not? So if there's a pot on the blech or an upside down pan on the blech, then it's fine. You put it on that. Let's say you don't have that. You want to put it directly on the blech. So the halacha is any part of the blech that's hot enough that can make the food yatzah lettuce by, you cannot put any food on that part of the blech because that part of the blech cooks and then it's mechzikim avashu. You cannot put something directly onto the blech. But if there's a place on the blech where your hand won't get burned by it, you can put your hand down and your hand won't not get burnt. So there you can put down something lechatchila because there it's not possible to cook over there. So it's not shayach to have the issa of mechzikim avashu. Now, the halacha is, if I have something before Shabbos sitting on top of a pot, and now I see it's not getting hot enough, so I want to put it now directly onto the blech, onto the fire. That is also to do. Why? Because the whole heter of chazara is, if it's on the flame from before Shabbos, so then I can put it back on the flame on Shabbos, because I took it off from a flame. But if from the beginning of Shabbos is in a place where it was not on the flame, and it was a place where I'm allowed to put this place on Shabbos. For example, if beginning of Shabbos was on top of the pot, that's a place where I could put it on Shabbos. So there, it's not considered on the fire, because I'm not putting it on the fire. So right now, it's not on a fire. So now the shaila is, could I remove it from on top of the pot and put it on top of the blech? The answer is no, I can't do that. So therefore, the same halacha will be, if I have a pot that's on the blech from before Shabbos, but it's not on the pot of the blech, it's very, very hot. So I can't push that towards the flame. Why? Because now it's like taking something from the refrigerator and putting it on top of the flame, because the place of the blech that's not so hot is like the refrigerator. It's not a place where it's cooked. So you have to be careful. You want to move things around the blech. Make sure it's on a place in the blech where it's very hot. It's almost on the flame, and then you can move it closer. But if it's on the end of a blech where it's not so hot, it's a big shot, then you're not allowed to move it on top of the flame. So you have to be very careful when you set things up on a blech. Make sure they're all over the flame in a place where it's very hot, and then you can move it around on Shabbos.